My next guest was with us a few weeks ago discussing the very best hikes and walking options available to all of you, irrespective of your fitness level. The reaction we had to our chat was so positive that we've invited him back again, and this time, you know, just weeks left of the summer holidays remaining, we're going to focus on family-friendly ways to get outdoors. Owen Hamilton is co-founder and CMO of Hiker, spelled with the two I's, a hiking app developed here in Ireland, which offers tips on the best hikes available throughout the country and will also help you navigate on trails to keep you as safe as possible. Owen, great to have you back.
Thanks, Jen. It's great to be back.
Great to have you. Okay, so is hiking or hill walking a valid option for young families?
No. When you
let's be honest here.
Everybody, a lot of people listening to this are probably conjuring up an image of like someone completely head to toe, waterproofs, trekking poles, backpack, trekking to the mountains. But hiking is just another word for walking in nature. Walking in nature is hugely important for everybody, especially for young children. And studies have found that children that spend more time in the outdoors and nature show signs of increased curiosity, creativity, and critical thinking. But not only that, it's also a great way for the whole family to stay active. It's important to think of mom and dads here as well. Mm. You know, everybody needs to stay active. So it's time outdoors is important for everybody.
Okay, it is really important. We asked you to recommend hikes or walks throughout the country for children of all ages. So let's start with the little ones. Can you bring a toddler with you on certain walks, and or which ones would you recommend?
Yeah, so like toddlers can be a handful, to say the least. So you want a walk that's going to have a, you know, it's suitable for strollers or for buggies.
Okay.
Just in case they crash halfway, you know.
Yeah.
So there's one up in Wicklow near Roundwood, the Vartry Reservoir. And that has a bunch of different options that are available. They're really risk-free, wide open trails, stroller friendly. Even some of them are accessible as well for wheelchair and pushchairs. The Woodpecker Trail is about 2.5 kilometres. It's a lovely nature trail and open vistas of the mountains around. So it's
even the name of that would get my kid curious.
The Woodpecker Trail. Yeah.
There's
loads of like little, it's like a scavenger hunt type trail as well. Like signs and maps all over the place. So it's
I often think, oh, he'd never do that. But I remember taking him to Glendalough and we just kept him so preoccupied with stuff. I think he did about 7K.
The kids, like, they really surprise you. Like
my
I have a 14-year-old now, but when she was 10, we did a long distance walk. Now I'm talking like it was 100 miles over the course of 5 days. And like it, like, shocked me.
They didn't notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you just call it like a scavenger hunt or
yeah.
An adventure. Oh my God. That's what you have to do. Okay. So what about walks for slightly older kids, like the 5 to 7 year olds? Like, what about them? Where would you take them?
So they're probably getting their trail legs now.
You know,
they're probably getting a little bit more energetic. So something that's a little bit more, maybe longer, or just has a bit more of a hill, a bit more to it. One out in Offaly in Kinnity Castle, the Kinnity Castle loop. It's about 4 kilometres, a little bit of a climb in it, but it's mostly like really, really nice nature trails, walking through, you know, heather and like foxgloves and stuff like that. So there's loads of flora and fauna.
Okay.
And just stuff to keep them occupied. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. Let's talk about teenagers, because obviously they can do it. You can get them off their phones. What would you recommend for them?
So, like, yeah, as I said, like, parent of a 14-year-old myself, I know the challenge of getting her out into the real world, if you will. So one we did actually recently is the Lough Curragh Trail in Tipperary. The trail starts out as a really, it is kind of an adventurous forest path. You're, you know, jumping over rivers and streams and stuff like that, but it's not really a big climb. But then all of a sudden there is a bit of a steep climb, and then the phone goes into the pocket, unless they want to take a photograph, of course. And then when you get to the top, there's probably the most idyllic picnic spot in the entire country. You've got Galtee Moor right behind you. You've got Glenavaharlow in the distance. It is like, it's something out of Lord of the Rings. It's absolutely spectacular.
Okay, go and check that out. Okay, let's talk about, because we're talking about the whole family here. What about relatively fit OAPs?
It's funny when you say that. Like, you have like a couple of weeks ago, myself and one of my friends, we were at the top of Jouse and we were gasping for air, and a group of, you know, OAPs, like probably in their 70s, maybe older, just like breeze past us, big smiles on their face, walking past us. So you would be surprised with the older people as well. But down in Kerry, part of the Kerry Way goes between Waterville and Caherdaniel, and it goes out around Derrynam Beach. It's probably about a 6 or 7K walk, but you get unbelievable views out towards the Skelligs. So it's also quite mystical.
I found a great one. I took my dad to the Howth Summit with the enticement of a pint of Guinness.
At the Summit Inn.
At the Summit Inn.
That's a spot.
That's a good one. That's a good spot. Okay, let's talk about dogs. Dog-friendly hikes. I was kicked out of Kilrudery House over the weekend.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. I didn't mind, but it was my own fault. I didn't check if they're going to let dogs in. Of course they're not going to. They're beautiful gardens. They're going to eat the flowers. Exactly, and poo all over the place, whatever. And I know a lot of dogs they're not allowed to do the Stairway to Heaven, which I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know that in Enniskillen, because part of the route travels through a working farm. But what is a good place to take your dog?
Yeah, it's a tricky subject in Ireland because...
Is it?
Yeah, it's because like a lot of our trails and our mountains even are actually on private land. They're owned by farmers. And essentially, if you're walking across private land, you can't bring a dog. Whether it's on a leash or not, you just can't bring it. And some people kind of, you know, a few small people, they ruin it for everybody. There was a trail that was recently closed up in Wicklow because he let his dog off the leash and went up and then had an argument anyway. I won't get into the particulars on it, but that's closed now. But there are some fantastic options around the country. Quailcha forests, which are like 4% of the entire country, have fantastic walks where you can bring a dog on a leash. There's one down in Cork, the Killavullen Loop. It's about a 6 kilometre loop, but it's gorgeous because it goes up through rivers, through the forest, up to the top of a mountain and, you know, let your dog kind of ramble free.
Yeah, amazing. My dog's so small I can put him in a handbag, I suppose, and bring him anywhere. Finally, what about prep ahead of leaving for a big outdoor activity with kids? We talked about this before, what we should bring, but what if you have kids? I mean, I'm sure snacks is imperative.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Snacks. Lots and lots of snacks. Mm. Double up, triple up the snacks, especially for teenagers as well. You need to be fully prepared. You need to have your warm layers. You need to have your raincoat, of course. But I said it on the last show as well, and people are rolling their eyes, but sun cream, you need to have it no matter what. If you're long outdoors, especially for the little ones, you know, cover up, factor 50, it doesn't matter where you're going. Know the route as well, of course. You just need, like, even if it's only a small little route, just have it saved to your phone, just make sure you know where you're going. One thing, a little plug for a hiker as well, is what we found really, really useful for engaging with kids is you can actually print off the maps of the trails that you're going on and give them to your kids and like have a bit of a game like we were talking about earlier on, kind of a scavenger hunt it's a bit of education, bit of engaging them. And also it kind of teaches us how to use maps as well, because, you know, before hiker, I was like, I don't know how to read a map.
Yeah.
You know, now all of a sudden it just opens up a whole world for you. It gives you a lot more confidence when you're in the outdoors as well.
And get out in the rain.
Of course, yeah.
Get out in the rain. I just saw on Dr. Deirdre Leary, she was on her show a couple of weeks ago. She was saying, get out in the rain because you're not going to get sick from the rain.
No.
And wear your sunglasses to protect your eyes because you still get UV rays. But get out in the rain. Apparently our summer is Wednesday, Thursday this week. Did you hear that?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
How exciting is that?
I'm thrilled that I'm going to be behind my computer for summer.
No. So make sure you get out and check out these hikes and trails for the whole family. Oh, and thanks so much for popping into studio. Always a pleasure. Owen Hamilton is the co-founder and CMO of Hiker with Two Eyes. It's a hiking app developed in Ireland. It offers tips of the best hikes available throughout the country. It will also help you navigate on trails to keep you as safe as possible. So make sure. I did say I was going to download it. I didn't the last time. I'm going to do it today because I did say, and it sounds amazing. This is exactly what I need in my life. And if you want to listen back to our chat about getting outdoors with all the family, if you want to send it to anybody, it's going to be on our podcast after the show. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.